Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call.
Our friend Bobby is in here from Front Street Animal Shelter. Hi, Bobby. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us.
You have an event coming up tomorrow. It's called Clear the Shelters. And this is not just a Sacramento thing. This is a national thing, right?
Okay, that makes sense because I saw something about this on Bravo. Yeah. And I thought, God, Bobby gets to everyone.
Yeah, no, we have created a movement. I would say that, yeah, Clear the Shelters has been around for a few years now. Because of this movement, over 150,000 animals have found homes across the nation, and our goal is to help empty Front Street on Saturday.
Aww.
Wow, that's great. So it's starting at noon at the shelter, and then you guys are also partnering with Petco Arden. That'll be at 11 a.m., and you're trying to find homes for all these fantastic animals, right?
Absolutely. The Front Street Shelter takes in 11,000 animals every single year, so our kennels are often very full, and this is a way for us to really ask the community as a call of action to come out, support us, find pets great homes, and obviously make some much-needed space.
You brought, you always bring dogs. And you brought two. One of them is named Chloe, and she's the sweetest old woman I've ever seen. She literally looks like an old woman.
Yeah, she does.
And you said you guys had to pull her teeth, a lot of her front teeth out because they were in such bad shape.
Yeah, 14 teeth.
She's 10 years old, and she's clearly up for adoption. You know what kind of like broke my heart was the story that you guys were telling me that when she was brought in to the shelter, she was like scared of the shelter. She was scared of the other dogs and stuff like that. And it made me think like, well, of course, if you were an old person and all of a sudden you found yourself in like a totally different area, you know, than what you've spent most of your life, that would be so scary. And like, she needs a quiet home, you know, to live out her retirement years. You know, with just maybe like a single woman or a single guy,
yeah.
You know, and that's
or
it.
Or a couple that doesn't
or
like
a couple.
Their kids have moved out.
You know,
I'm holding
or
Princess.
Or as sad as it is, aren't looking for like a long-term commitment, you
oh,
know, or
okay.
something like that.
I'm holding Princess, and she too was very nervous at the shelter. And one of the great things about Front Street is they have a lot of really incredible foster families.
You're one of them now, right?
I am.
Yeah. Amazing.
Oh my God, it's so rewarding. I love it so much. I'm currently fostering a puppy whose owner is not able to take care of her right now. And I like it because I get to get my fix.
Right.
But then my husband won't get mad because I've taken in another dog.
It's like leasing a car for you.
Yeah.
We say that at Front Street often. If you're not ready for a permanent pet, come take a test drive and borrow a pet for a little bit.
Well, I was thinking it's good for people whose kids say like, I want a dog. It's like, okay, let's see how well you can handle
having
dogs.
Because dogs aren't like cats, right? Like if you bring an indoor cat to like a completely, it's like taking an indoor cat to another planet, right? And they're just like, ah!
I think it depends on the cat.
But if you're a dog, though, like dogs like going to other people's houses, right?
Yeah, dogs typically acclimate a lot better than cats do. The way that I kind of like to think about it is that people own dogs, cats own people.
Right.
And so you put a cat in a place that they're maybe not used to, it's a way huge culture shock. Dogs are just loving, dopey, goofy little guys. Obviously,
right.
We have shy, timid guys like this that come into our shelter. I think what's cool about both of them is, you know, one came in 10 years old, had really bad teeth. We were able to provide medical expenses and take care of that issue and then put her in foster. We have another one that's 3 months old, shy, timid, and because she was so young and so scared, we were able to put her in foster. And it goes to show the variety of animals we're going to have, right?
Totally.
People think the whole shelter is full of pit bulls and chihuahuas and they're all older or middle-aged dogs. No, we have everything from small puppies like this Manchester Terrier mix all the way up to older senior dogs like this dog, which is a deer chihuahua terrier-y thingy, adorable, who's 10 and still, you know,
she looks like a Q-tip.
Yeah.
Bobby had sent me a video of Princess because I was like, I think I'm ready for my next foster dog. And I am very glad that, like, because we went to Chicago, so I wasn't in a position where I could foster her right then. And I'm glad that I didn't, because she would not fare well in my house, because she doesn't like a lot of loud noise. She's pretty mellow and prefers everybody else to be mellow. And my four-year-old is a nightmare.
Well, and that's a really good topic to bring up is, you know, most people come to the shelter and they don't know what type of dog they want. And oftentimes they base it off of breed and not the disposition of the animal. Mm-hmm. And so we're able to have all sorts of breeds of dogs that all act differently. So we try to place them with the right family as well as fosters. You might have a crazy household. So you took home a young pity puppy that can be rough and tumble with your
totally.
Kids.
Totally.
And then fosters like Kathy can take home a shy, timid because they have a calm, quiet environment. So it works for everyone.
Kevin, are you going to post some videos of our guests in here so people can see who has come to see us? Already on our Instagram at end1065. What's the Instagram for Front Street?
At Front Street Animals.
Okay.
And what time does the shelter open tomorrow?
So we will be open at Front Street, which is 2127 Front Street, from noon to 5. And we will also be open at our Petco location, which is 1878 Arden Way, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And that's where these two babies will be.
Aww.
I know that we're not going to be open there till 7 because these pets are all going to fly because they're such amazing animals. So come early. There's going to be long lines. But I believe Front Street is the most magical place in Sacramento, at least.
Wow.
So.
Okay. And free adoptions.
It is. So we always like to remind people, although it's free, it's not a drive-through service. We still make sure we're doing proper adoption counseling. We're still making sure that you're the right fit for the animal. And we want to make sure that these are forever homes. So even if you're going to come down for the free adoptions, make sure you're ready for a lifetime commitment of medical care and caring for these pets.
The Clear the Shelters event is tomorrow at Front Street Animal Shelter and the Petco Arden. And if you can get more, one more time, the Instagram
is at Front Street Animals.
Bobby, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Love you, Bill.
106.5 The End.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.